Jeffrey Herling's Czech Republic. Jeff, a tough GP, but you come out on top.
Yeah, you know, it's been really tough. You know, I haven't been running for 2 weeks since Russia after a car accident, and then I came here, didn't know what to expect, didn't know how I was going to feel because I only rode once, and I was last Thursday with a lot of pain, and just rode several of laps and went home because of the pain. So then decided to bring a doctor with from Belgium, which is a really good doctor, and he really took care of me. After every single practice, he looked at my back, at my ribs, you know, the scars on my head. You know, he was really taking care of me really good, and he made it possible that I would be racing in such a good speed this weekend. So 12 days ago, when I was still in Moscow in an hospital, I didn't expect to be here in Lockett and dominating both motos. So I'm really, really happy.
The MX2 class has been such a roller coaster with momentum shifting between you and Tommy. Yep. Was it important to maintain your upwards trend now and increase your points gap again?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really have to win the second moto. You know, if I wouldn't have won, I would have still been over 50 points in front. But, you know, I just wanted to win and show the world I deserve to hopefully be the champion end of the year. You know, we've got four rounds remaining and, you know, got some good traction. You know, I really like Metally. Then we have Lierop. It's my home track and I love that track, to be honest. So hope to win those two and then hopefully get the title if everything stays in one piece, me and the bike, hopefully get the title in Faenza. But you know, it's still a long way, even though it's only 4 weeks remaining. But there's been a lot of ups and downs, and I had everything happening this year, from car accident to fights to DNFs to just got taken out, everything. So you know, I've been going for everything, and I can honestly say I deserve that title more than anyone else on that racetrack.
Was there any chance that you would pull over and let Tommy go through, considering you didn't need to win that race?
Well, I was just riding a solid pace. You know, I wasn't even pushing that hard because I knew the motor was still long. Because at that moment when he took me out, it was still, I think, 20 minutes remaining. So, you know, I already had one crash with Jeremy, so I took it slowly because the half of my grip was off because of the crash. So I decided just to ride my own pace, and I didn't expect Tommy to do such a thing. So I was really shocked for that, but you know, it's racing, and if you want to play it dirty, it's his thing. I won't do it. I just want to try to beat him fair and square and just, you know, beat him by my speed.
And Designations is coming up. I spoke to Mark Deruva in Latvia, and he reckons a podium. What are your thoughts on Team Holland's chances?
Well, I think, honestly, we can do top five. You know, Mark's been riding pretty good lately. If he can bring in two-time top 10, it would be solid. But, you know, I think also Glenn Goldenhoff, which will be riding MX2 class for sure, he'll be good, and he can be two-time top 10. And hopefully if I can come out with two-time top 3 or even be winning, you know, everybody will think I'm the favorite. Even guys as Philip Oda might be there, Dungey, you know, everybody been saying I'm one of the fastest guys in the sand. So I hope to prove it. It's almost sure I'll be riding a 350. It's going to be 350 or 450, but I think it's going to be a 350. And, yeah, I just hope to win and then, you know, get the less points as possible. And hopefully be a third, but I think it's not possible. But if I'm top five with the team, you know, we did a great job.
Perfect. Thank you very much.